certainly for my own work, it was clear that one had to begin to understand the nature of this articulation of nationalism in this particular context. While there were continuities from the past, there were also certain novel developments. And one had to also begin to deconstruct what was this language of anti-colonialism and anti-imperialism, what did it mean in real terms? For while there was certainly truth in the critique of empire that was coming out of that, it was based on a very repressive notion of national citizenry, a very anti-democratic notion. And it was that bimodal nature of the discourse which we're beginning to try to capture, both progressive and regressive in terms of this conference. And it was a progressive-regressive discourse which threw off many African scholars in the region, on the continent. It became most apparent, of course, end of 2008 in the Mamdani debate around Zimbabwe, which many of us took issue with, around his particular articulation, which was very much a Moyo Yeros articulation of the land question, and where issues of legitimacy and citizenship and violence were simply not discussed in any substantive terms.